وقل رب زدني علما.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه. أما بعد، إن شاء الله we have the class from the book بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى chapter 7 باب صفة الصلاة the description of the صلاة. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قمت إلى الصلاة فأسبغ الوضوء ثم استقبل القبلة فكبر ثم اقرأ ما تيسر معك من القرآن ثم اركع حتى تطمئن راكعا ثم ارفع حتى تعتدل قائما ثم اسجد حتى تطمئن ساجدا ثم ارفع حتى تطمئن جالسا ثم اسجد حتى تطمئن ساجدا ثم افعل ذلك في صلاتك كلها. أخرجه السبعة واللفظ للبخاري. ولابن ماجه بإسناد مسلم حتى تطمئن قائمة، ومثل في حديث رفاعة بن رافع بن مالك عند أحمد وابن حبان حتى تطمئن قائمة، ولأحمد فأقم صلبك حتى ترجع العظام، وللنسائي وأبي داود من حديث رفاعة بن رافع إنها لن تتم صلاة أحدكم حتى يسبغ الوضوء كما أمره الله تعالى ثم يكبر الله تعالى ويحمده ويثني عليه. وفيها فإن كان معك قرآن فقرأ وإلا فاحمد الله وكبره وحلله. ولأبي داود ثم قرأ بأم القرآن وبما شاء الله، ولابن حبان ثم بما شئت. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you get up to pray, perform the ablution, perform the wudu perfectly. Then face the Qibla and say, Allahu Akbar, meaning Allah is the most great. Then recite a convenient portion of the Quran, meaning the Fatiha. Then bow and remain calmly in that position for a moment, then rise up and stand erect. Then prostrate and remain calmly in that position for a moment. Then rise up and sit calm. Then prostrate and remain calm in that position for a moment. Then do that throughout your prayer. Reported by As-Sab'ah. And the word is that of Al-Bukhari. The narration of Ibn Majah through a chain of Muslim has then rise up and stand erect calmly. And in the narration of Ibn Hibban and Ahmad, the hadith of Rifa'a Ibn Rafi' Ibn Malik is similar to the above. And Ahmad has keep your back straight till the bones return, meaning to their position. And in the narration of An-Nasai and Abu Dawood, from the hadith of Rifa'a ibn Rafi', the salah, meaning the prayer, of one of you will not be complete until he perform wudu, ablution, properly, as Allah commanded him. Then he says, Allahu Akbar, and Alhamdulillah, praises him. It's also mentioned in the same hadith, if you know any portion of the Quran, read it, or else say, Allahu Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and La ilaha illallah. And Abu Dawud has then read the Ummul Quran, it is the mother of the Quran, in Surah Al-Fatiha, and whatever Allah wishes. And Hibban also has, and then mean read whatever you wish. So in this hadith, that it is a mandatory to make wudu, it is a mandatory to face the Qibla, it is a mandatory to make takbir, the takbiratul ihram, is a mandatory to recite Quran, which is the Fatiha, if somebody knows it, if not like someone who become Muslim not that long, then he says the adkar, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Then also it's mandatory to make ruku' and to be calm, to stand from the ruku' and to be calm, to make sujood to be calm, and to sit down between the two sujood in a state of tranquility and calmness. Then to make sujood, then to do that all the prayer. وعن أبي حميد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كبر جعل يديه حذو منكبيه وإذا ركع أمكن يديه من ركبتيه ثم حصر ظهره فإذا رفع رأسه استوى حتى يعود كل فقار مكانه فإذا سجد وضع يديه غير مفترش ولا قابضهما واستقبل بأطراف أصابع رجليه القبلة وإذا جلس في الركعتين جلس على رجله اليسرى ونصب اليمنى وإذا جلس في الركعة الأخيرة قدم رجله اليسرى ونصب الأخرى وقعد على مقعدته أخرجه البخاري نارير أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه لا نارير أبو حميد استغفر الله نارير أبو حميد الساعدي رضي الله عنه He said I saw Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he uttered the takbir when he says the takbir he placed his hands parallel to his shoulders and when he bowed down he rested his hands on his knees then bent his back when he raised his head up he stood erect until the bones of his spine become straight When he prostrated, he placed his arms such that they were neither spread out nor drawn in. And the tips of his toes were facing the Qibla. When he sat up, at the end of the two rak'ah, he sat on his left foot and put a rak, the right one. And when he sat up after the last rak'ah, he put forward the left foot, put a rak, the other one, and sat on his barak. Reported by Al-Bukhari and said with his barak وعن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان إذا قام إلى الصلاة قال وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض إلى قوله من المسلمين اللهم أنت الملك لا إله إلا أنت أنت ربي وأنا عبدك إلى آخره رواه مسلم وفي رواية له أن ذلك في صلاة الليل نارير علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه when ever Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم stood for salah prayer he used to say I have turned my face as a monotheist towards him who created the heaven and the earth and I am not from the polytheists my prayer and my devotion my life and my death belong to Allah, the Lord of the universe, who has no part in it. That's what I have been commanded, and I am a Muslim. O Allah, you are the King. There is nothing which deserves to be worshipped but you. You are my Rabb Lord, and I am your slave. I have wronged myself, but I acknowledge my sin. So forgive me all my sins. You alone can forgive sins and guide me to the best qualities. You alone can guide to the best of them and turn me from evil ones. You alone can turn from evil qualities. I come to serve and please you. All good is in your hands and evil doesn't pertain to you. I seek refuge in you and turn to you. You are the blessed and the exalted. I ask your forgiveness and turn to you in repentance. Reported by Muslim and another narration of Muslim, he used to say that in the night prayer. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, when he entered the salah and he said, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, he used to say different adhkar. This is one of it. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كبر للصلاة سكت هنيهة قبل أن يقرأ فسألته فقال أقول اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم اغسل لي من خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. متفق عليه. Nari Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to keep silent between the two opening takbir of the prayer and the recitation of the Quran for a short while. Then I asked him, meaning about that, and he replied, I say, O Allah, keep me apart from my sins and faults, as you have kept apart the east and the west. O Allah, clean me from my sins as white garment is clean from dirt. O Allah, wash me of my, O Allah, wash me of my sins with water, snow, and hail. وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه كان يقول سبحانك اللهم بحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. رواه مسلم بسند منقطع والدار قدني موصولا وهو موقوف. ونحوه عن أبي سعيد الخدري مرفوعا عند الخمسة وفيه وكان يقول بعد التكبير أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفه. Narrated Umar radiallahu anhu, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, how perfect you are, O Allah, and praise is for you. Blessed is your name and exalted is your majesty, and there is nothing which deserves to be worshipped besides you. Reported by Muslim with a munqati, broken chain. And in the version of Ad-Darqutni, it is mausul, unbroken chain, and it's mawquf, saying of a companion. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated a similar report, marfu', reaching back to the Prophet ﷺ, collected by al-Khamsa, containing the words. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say after takbir, opening the takbir, for prayer I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, the all-knowing, from the accursed devil, from his madness or evil suggestion, from his puffing up, and from his witchcraft. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يستفتح الصلاة بالتكبير والقراءة بالحمد لله رب العالمين. وكان إذا ركع لم يشخص رأسه ولم يصوبه ولكن بين ذلك. وكان إذا رفع رأسه من الركوع لم يسجد حتى يستوي قائما. وإذا رفع رأسه من السجود لم يسجد حتى يستوي جالسا. وكان يقول في كل ركعتين التحية. وكان يفرش رجله اليسرى وينصب اليمنى. وكان ينهى عن عقبة الشيطان وينهى أن يفترش الرجل ذراعيه افتراش السبع. وكان يختم الصلاة بالتسليم. أخرجه مسلم. وله إلا نارير عائشة رضي الله عنها Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin the salah, meaning the prayer, with takbir, means Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, and the recitation with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, praise is to Allah, the Lord of the universe. And when he bowed down, he neither kept his head up nor bent it down, but kept it between that, means two positions. When he raised his head from the bowing position, he didn't prostrate till he had stood erect. And when he raised his head after a prostration, he didn't prostrate again till he had sat up. And at the end of every two rak'ah, he said the tahiyyah. And he used to sit on his left foot and position the right one vertically. And he prohibited the devilish way of sitting on the barak. He forbade people to spread their arms like a wild beast. And he used to finish the prayer with the taslim, saying assalamu alaikum, reported by Muslim, and it has an illah, a defect. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يرفع يديه حذو منكبيه إذا افتتح الصلاة وإذا كبر للركوع وإذا رفع رأسه من الركوع. متفق عليه. وفي حديث أبي حميد عند أبي داود يرفع يديه حتى يحاذي بهما منكبيه ثم يكبر. ولمسلم عن مالك بن الحويرث رضي الله تعالى عنه نحو حديث ابن عمر لكن قال حتى يحابي بهما فروع أذنيه. Narrated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to raise his hands parallel to his shoulders when he started the prayer, means by saying Allahu Akbar. When he uttered the takbir, to bow, and when he raised his head from the ruku', bowing prostrate, bowing posture, agreed upon. And Abu Dawud reported a hadith narrated by Abu Humayd radiallahu anhu to the effect that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to raise his hand and bring them parallel to his shoulders, and then utter the takbir. Muslim has a hadith narrated by Malik ibn Huwayrith radiallahu anhu, similar to the hadith narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. But he, means Malik ibn Huwayrith, mentioned he, the Prophet ﷺ, raised his hands parallel to the end of his ears. وعن وائل بن حجر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوضع يده اليمنى على يده اليسرى على صدره أخرجه ابن خزيمة. Narrated وائل بن حجر, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I prayed with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he put his right hand on his left, means, and then placed them and on his chest. Reported by Ibn Khuzayma. وعن عبادة بن صامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بأم القرآن. وفي رواية لابن حبان والدارقطني لا تجزئ صلاة لا يقرأ فيها بفاتحة الكتاب. وفي أخرى لأحمد وأبي داود والترمذي وابن حبان لعلكم تقرؤون خلف إمامكم. قلنا نعم. ألا تفعلوا إلا بفاتحة الكتاب فإنه لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بها. Narrated Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no salah prayer for him who doesn't recite Ummul Qura, means Surah Al-Fatiha, agreed upon. In the narration of Ibn Hibban and Ad-Darqutni is mentioned, the salah, means prayer, is not complete if one doesn't recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Fatiha Al-Kitab. And in another narration of Ahmed, Abu Dawood, and Tirmidhi, and Ibn Hibban, is perhaps you recite behind your imam? We reply, yes. He said, do not do so, except when it is Surah Fatiha, Fatihatul Kitab, for the Salah, means prayer. If the one who, for the Salah of the one who doesn't recite it, is not accepted. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبا بكر وعمر كانوا يفتتحون الصلاة بالحمد لله رب العالمين متفق عليه. زاد مسلم لا يذكرون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في أول قراءة ولا في آخرها. وفي رواية لأحمد والنسائي وابن خزيمة لا يجهرون ببسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي أخرى لابن خزيمة كانوا يسرون. وعلى هذا يحمل النفي في رواية مسلم خلافا لمن أعلها. Narrated Anas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar used to begin the salah prayer with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin, agreed upon. And Muslim added, they wouldn't recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, neither in the beginning of the recitation nor at the end of it. In another narration from Ahmad, An-Nasai and Ibn Khuzayma, they never used to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In another narration report from Ibn Khuzayma, they used to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim silent. The negation of recitation of the Bismillah in the report of Muslim can be understood in light of this report. It was recited silent as a boast to those who declared Muslims' report as being defective. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.